Ketchikan has all kinds of resources that could help a recently released inmate successfully start over.
But accessing them can be incredibly difficult.
Tundra Greenstreet is the coordinator for the Ketchikan Reentry Coalition. It's one of a series of programs across the state that aims to reduce the high rate of recidivism. That's when people who've been released from prison commit another crime and have to go back to jail.
It ends up being about two-thirds of inmates that get released end up committing new crimes once they come out.
That's not good for anyone, the inmate, the community, or the state. So reducing that recidivism rate is a good goal. Greenstreet says Ketchikan's newly launched reentry program will provide a navigator for recently released inmates. It's a six-month program that focuses on getting the right services for each individual.
Helping them find supports, helping them get into treatment, helping them find housing, helping them get health care, and other kind of things like that, as well as community connectedness.
A barrier for many people has been simply finding services, and then there's the sometimes complicated paperwork needed to sign up.
We do find that a lot of these individuals, because of various things that they've faced in their life and also because of choices that they've made, they often do not have as many skills, and that makes things a little bit more difficult for them.
Many inmates struggle with substance abuse, mental health, and developmental disabilities, Greenstreet says. That can contribute to their lack of life skills. Greenstreet says through the new program, a navigator works one-on-one with a client to develop a plan and then checks in on them regularly. Hopefully, at the close of the six-month program, the client will have developed enough skills to proceed on their own. A driving force for the state to fund these programs is the increasing cost of incarceration.
And since we've started implementing some of these measures, since we started looking at things like reentry support to address recidivism, we actually have seen prison population go down. It's having an impact, a real impact. And that does, in fact, lower costs for the state.
Other parts of Alaska have had similar programs running long enough to see those results. The Ketchikan Reentry Coalition first formed in July of 2017, and the local navigation program is brand new. Greenstreet says they estimate up to 24 individuals per month are returning to Ketchikan following completion of a jail sentence. Ideally, he says, they like to start before someone's released.
That way we can kind of have things set up ahead of time. And so that first day that they set foot here on the island, we can get them right into assessments, get them right into services. They're going to meet somebody right away that's going to be helping them and walking them through the process. That's the ideal situation.
Most clients will be referred through the state's probation department, although other agencies can make referrals. Ann Greenstreet says if someone at first thinks they don't need the program and then later changes their mind, they have up to 2 months after release to sign up. Right now, Greenstreet is the only navigator, so they're looking at initially signing up just 5 people in Ketchikan. If things work out, he says, they'll enlarge the program to help more people. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.